Greetings. We are the Boss Prophets and the Generals, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly supernatural word of empowerment.
We decree by the power of God that what you are about to hear will begin to shift you into
your new season.
Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
Money is always going to be like an open-ended situation. You're always going to be able to receive more money. Even if you're a 100 millionaire, you can make room for 200 trillionaire. So God is saying, I not only give you money, but I also supply my covenant and fulfill this covenant in other areas, in the tangible and non-tangible. Intangible. So just as you want a car, as you want more furniture, let's take it back to more simple things. I was talking to the Lord, and I said, Lord, because I love to cook. I really do. It's a stress reliever for me. I really enjoy
it.
So I say, Lord, I really want some new pots. I saw these new copper pots. I saw these new stainless steel that are just keep me in the kitchen cooking for days on end. Ooh, I want it. He said, okay, daughter, come with me. And he led me to the area that I store my pots. He said, can you answer this question? He said, where would you put? Because the one I wanted, it was a set, and it would have given me like 16 new pots. And he said, as you ask for it, where would you put it? As you look where you store your pots now, you're at capacity. He said, I fulfilled my covenant because you don't have any more room to receive it. If you want more, it's time to make room for it.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
Woo!
Glory to God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
You know what I did?
I started cleaning out my pot. Give them away.
Okay, I've had this pot because some of you all, we keep pots. I don't know why, unless it's something that is an heirloom. But we tend to keep pots because you're like, hey, if it can withstand the heat and it keeps my food hot, I'm going to keep it. So I begin to look at my pots and say, why do I keep this? Okay, this was stainless steel. Oh, this was nonstick, but I don't mess it up. So this thing got to go. I begin to throw this pot away. I begin to toss this pot away. I begin to say, you know what? I don't need this. Okay, I'm going to keep that one because I like that one. But this one right here got to go. I cleaned out my pots, and do you not know, within a week, I had my new 16-set potware, and I was cooking. Why? Because I made room to receive it.
Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Okay. I'm telling you, I'm blowing your mind with this. This is called not religious thinking. Kingdom thinking. This is not religious thinking, but kingdom thinking. I'm testing your ability to move outside of what you know, outside of what is comfortable. I am testing you to make room so that they
come over and over.
You shall not have room enough to receive it. Some of you all might say, ooh-wee, with the new change in season, I would love to get a new wardrobe. I just want to update my wardrobe. I challenge you, go to your closet. Do you have room enough to receive? Some of you all got clothes from 8 years ago. Some of you all lost your weight. You all lost your weight, got a new, brand new set of clothes, gained the weight back, and still holding on to clothes which you lost weight. Because you say, oh, any day now I'm going to start losing weight. I want to keep my clothes. That was 4 years ago. God has said, you have not lost weight in 4 years. By the time you lose weight again, you can have new clothes. He said, get rid of your clothes. Some of the stuff you have are blessings for other people. Give it to good. Give it to your siblings.
I begin
to say to the Lord, years ago, I wanted more clothes. And in that closet, at that time, my closet was small. This is like 10 years ago. It was really, really small. And I didn't have enough clothes. I should say I didn't have enough space for additional clothes. So the Lord told me, He said, if you want more clothes, where are you going to put it? So I began to make more room in other parts of my house for my clothes. Guess what? More clothes came. I would tell you a story from the place we used to live. We had two closets. One was my closet. One was for General Andrew. My closet was packed out, but yet I desired some new type of clothes, very specific. He said, where will you put it? I said, you're right. Let me tell you something. We hung up some of our clothes and had to call maintenance where we used to live because we broke the little handle. It was too much clothes hanging on that one little bar. We had to call maintenance. He said, and the Lord was like, shaking my head, you need to upgrade your faith. Because
yes,
now
Lord,
I want to move you to a place.
Amen.
Now, he said, I want to move you to a place where we can now more clothes. Yes. And you won't have to call anybody. You won't have to fix anything because now you have the capacity for the blessing. Let me tell you, where I live now, my closet, and this is no lie, my closet is big enough to be a bedroom. I have so much space. And my ceilings are high. I don't even know how tall my ceilings are. I don't know if this is 15, 20 feet. I don't know. My ceilings are so high. And I have clothes that are being stacked up to the ceiling as they're folded. I have clothes that are being hung up everywhere. And God said, do you remember that time when you asked me for more clothes? And instead of me just giving you clothes so it can go on the floor, be under your bed, because if you don't have room enough to receive what you're asking for, you're not going to treat God's blessing right. When God wants to bless you with more clothes and you don't have enough room, guess what? Your clothes end up under the bed. Your clothes end up on the couch. Your clothes end up in a cobweb in a corner of your room. You won't be able to treat God's blessing. That new SUV, that oversized Humpty, and that's your favorite car, God bless you. But if you don't have the capacity to even keep that car safe, you're not going to treat it well. It won't last long. You'll be parking it in all types of tight spots. It'll get nicked. It'll get scratched. All of that beautiful paint will end up getting all types of messed up because you are parking it in tight spaces, cars coming by on the street, side swiping your mirror. You'll begin to allow it, if you're in a cold climate, it'll start rusting. You can't protect it because of the snow and the salt. I know what I'm talking about. If you want the best of God, you got to know how to house the best of God. You got to know Okay. So then you say, okay, well, how else does this work, General April? So then you say, okay, even in your pantry, some of you all love to eat. Some of you all love to build up your pantry. And I begin to say, God, you are so faithful. How else are you faithful? He said, I'm glad you asked. He said, open up your pantry door. He said, I've given you more than what you are able to receive. As we look in our pantry, and it's huge, he said, look from the bottom all the way to the top. He said, everything you asked me for, I've given you, but you don't have any more room to receive. I am blessed. He said, I fulfill my covenant. He said, when you want more, then give away more so you can make
Amen.
Room.
Okay. Amen.
Even in my
Amen.
Even in my toiletries, when I look in my bathroom and I open up the door, and it's a big pantry in my bathroom, I see how it's just me and my husband for the most part. And then we go in and we look at our pantry and we see that we got like over 70 rolls of toilet tissue. Ha!
Amen.
We see that we got over, I want to say, 16 huge big things of paper towels. I have soap. I love Dove soap. I have like 30 bars of Dove soap. I got like, I don't know, 3, 4, 6 packs of two. He said, I've given you everything so that you don't have any more room to receive. He said, I'm faithful. He said, test me in this. He said, I'm faithful to you. He said, and if you want more, He said, all you got to do is give some away. All you got to do is make more room. All you got to do is increase your faith. You want more money. Uh-oh. You want more money. So what do we say? Lord, I'm a tithe payer. This is the biggest one. Numero uno. Numero uno. We think that when we pay our tithes, God's only going to give us money. So when we still end up not having the abundance of finances, then we want to question if we should still be a tithe payer. But you're not checking your inventory. You're not understanding how God's been faithful to you in other areas as well.
Yes,
amen.
Ooh, that's true.
You got to understand that even if we ask for money, it may not come in a supernatural bank transfer or a check in the mail. It may come as an opportunity for a upgrade or promotion in your career.
You,
a lot of people don't understand how God is.
Yes.
People are tithe payers. And then we get the testimony, oh, my goodness, generals, boss, prophets, as soon as I started tithing in your ministry, the next week my boss called me in for a promotion, which meant I got a pay raise. Bingo. God has blessed you. He's proven that he is more than faithful. Sometimes when you tithe, God will give you an opportunity to go back to school. And you say, go back to school. I want money. Some of you all just got to go through the process. Some of you all can't handle an immediate promotion. Some of you all can't handle an immediate come up. The process is you go to school, put your work in, put your hard work in, and you're going to have a job that God has already predestined before you even accepted to go to school, waiting on you, that will elevate your net worth by tens of thousands of dollars. But you got to follow the process. He's faithful.
Amen. Amen. That's good. Yes.
And this is crazy. Let me tell you something. We had a previous pastor under our covering. And this same previous pastor who's no longer under our covering came to us, and she's struggling big time, huge financially. We begin to decree and declare over her. We begin to say, you are a tither. You are in covenant with God. God is going to do something supernatural. She believed in faith. She sold her tithes. Do you not know that God didn't give her the finances like an angel didn't come with a duffel bag with, you know, band wrap $100 bills? No, it didn't happen like that. But you know what God did? God came to her and blessed her with a job. This job, and she testified about it. We have a video testimony. This job was going to fly her in, give her two-week training, set her up in a home, not a hotel, a home, give her all types of, you know, money for food, money for clothes, money for, you know, what you go to the cleaners. She was going to start off in a lower executive position. God not only rolled out the red carpet, but he said, I'm placing you on high. This was a breakthrough. Because she didn't recognize how God was blessing her, something was wrong with her mind, and she allowed one distraction to keep her from taking that position. It was the stupidest distraction. And because of that, she now, because God said, I give you. I will give you. I'm never a deadbeat dad. I will bless you. He said, I'm faithful. But we got to recognize how he's blessing. We got to recognize how he's blessing us, where we have so much room that we will feed.
That's right. We have to understand
how God, because she didn't take this open door, later on, her phone got cut off. Later on, she's risking eviction. Later on, her car got repoed. And now she's crying, woe is me. And she's hurt and angry because nobody's given her handout. When God gave you the biggest handout in the world, which was to come up. That's why I say, that's why I tell people, especially leaders, don't get so sorrowful and pity over every sad story you hear, because some of the pitiful stories you hear is from disobedience and negligence. Some of them have refused God's blessing.
Yes.
And his ability to fulfill his covenant.
He's so big.
And then when they are feeling sorrowful and feeling like, oh, crap, what did I just do? Now they want to cry, woe is me. And now they're getting everybody else pity seeds. They're getting everybody else. Oh, I'm going to sow $30 into her. I'm going to sow $70 into her. No, what you need to have understood is that God was giving her more money in her whole life with that one job, but she didn't take it.
Oh, wow. Glory to God.
What am I telling you? To my tithers on the line, check your inventory. What is God giving you as far as opportunities for career? What is God giving you as far as even providing pantry items in your home? How is God testing your faith? If you want more, has God been telling you to relocate? Has God been putting on your heart that he has a home for you, that God has a house for you, that God has a new job, but it causes you to have to relocate? Some of us, we forfeit the overflow and the room for more, because it causes us to have to stretch our faith well far beyond what we're comfortable with. I would never have, even General Andrew, have what we have now if we would not have tested God. He said, we've been praying, we were tithing, and we were asking God for more. We were asking God and placing our seeds on an assignment. We were looking for the harvest, and God said, if you want your harvest, it's not going to come in Illinois. You got to go to Florida. We said, what? How does this work? We never knew relocation was a part of the covenant. He said, it's whatever I say is a part of the covenant.
Covenant.
You got to relocate for it. Do you trust me? When we trusted God, we upgraded in our square footage. We upgraded in our network. We upgraded in our acres of land and properties that we own. We upgraded in how much money is in my savings account, my checking account. We upgraded in our ability to even help others. We upgraded in our exposure. We no longer were just known in the Chicagoland area, but now people in Australia know about us. People in Bahamas know about us. People in South America know about us. People in Mexico know about us. People from
People in Denmark know about us. People in Canada know about us. Because we decided to stretch our faith. Now be room enough to receive it. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you,
then you really foot the bills for the fees and the taxes. I said, oh, man, yes. True. He said, you want vacations, but the job you work now doesn't give you adequate time for the vacation you want. It's time to upgrade and increase your faith for a new job or a new position.
Hallelujah.
Woo!
Yes,
we
hallelujah.
Don't think like that.
Mm-hmm.
We don't think
Amen.
Like that. We've been taught
this
to think so religious and work
this
within
true.
A box. But God said, I want to smoke your mindset. Give me your religious
you,
thinking, and I'll give you my kingdom thinking.
Hallelujah.
Hey.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
Lord.
You are right. I want more vacations. So let me look about. Let me actually see. So you got to be very specific. So
okay.
when you ask God for a vacation, don't just say, I want a vacation. Because God will say, okay, I'll give you what you can afford. I'll give you what you have enough room for. So your vacation turns to a staycation. Staying somewhere up the street in Motel 8. And I gave it to you. So your job doesn't give you the adequate time off, and you can't afford the fees and the taxes, but you can afford this.
Right.
So I feel that you get your staycation. So then I begin to say, okay, well, I want my vacation. He said, well, where do you want to go? So I begin to tell the Lord where I wanted to go, how long I
right.
wanted to stay there, what I wanted to do. So he said, count up the cost. Doesn't the Lord tell you that in Matthew? I believe the 19th chapter, count up the cost. So I begin to say, okay, if I go here for a week, this is how much it's going to cost. If I go here, I want to eat here. I don't want to just go on vacation. You know those people.
Yeah,
go
you want to go and have good time.
Mm-hmm. They go on their favorite vacation, but because they can't afford anything, all they can do is just walk around. Now, that's good. At least you're there. But I want to explore stuff. I like museums. I like theme parks.
Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Yes.
Amen.
So years and years and years ago, I told the Lord I wanted to do all these things. He said, well, what is the cost of it? So I came up with my total. I said, this is how much I would need to experience a vacation. Now, if you give me the vacation supernaturally, this will help me out. Hint, hint, God, give it to me for free. But I said, Lord, whatever you do. So I went again to get my suitcase. And I began to pack it on faith. I said, Lord, I don't know when, I don't know how, but I'm going to be able to take my vacation. God said, now it's time to stretch your faith. He said, I want you to get a new job. This new job is going to pay you more money, and you're going to be able to afford the vacation. This new job is going to give you several weeks off when you first come on.
Glory, God.
Yes, you don't have to work this job for 10 years and then get an extra week. He said, I'm going to bless you because it's already set up in the package. When you get hired, they're going to give you several weeks for your vacation in the year.
Hallelujah.
Said, okay, wow.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory. I got the job, people. And in fact, let me tell you something. God gave me that job. I was minding my own business, working another job. My phone rang, left a voicemail, and the first thing they put on my voicemail was, hi, this message is for April. I want to tell you, April, we have the perfect job for you. Please give me a call back at blah, 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 blah. I called them back, and I'm like, who are you? They were a staffing agency. Now, I wasn't submitting my resume to a staffing agency, so I have to this day still no clue how they got my resume.
Wow.
They paired me up with a job that immediately wanted to make me a department head over the marketing. Immediately set me up in my own office. My commute was even less than what I was with my other job. My other job, I was driving probably a little bit over an hour. This new job was 15 minutes away. I was like, where have you all been? It's like it was in hiding. But God exposed it to me. God said, I am in covenant with you. I will give what you have room to receive. And as long as you keep pressing your faith, I'll keep allowing you to receive more because I'm going to press you to step out of your comfort zone. I'm going to press you to step out and relocate. I'm going to step you and cause you to birth out things that have never been birthed out.
We know this word has truly empowered you for this week.
And if you want to activate this word and manifest this word into your life, visit our website and sow into it. The website is www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .com, not .org, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. That is www.kci.world. As always, we are speaking life over you, and we are excited about your
now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name.
This has been your weekly supernatural word of empowerment from
the Generals.